Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At the outset, I'd like to make it clear that I have made terrible mistakes that have hurt the people I care about the most, and I'm deeply sorry. I have not been honest with myself, my family, my constituents, my friends and supporters, and the media. Last Friday night, I tweeted a photograph of myself that I intended to send as a direct message as part of a joke to a woman in Seattle. Once I realized I had posted it to Twitter, I panicked. I took it down and said that I had been hacked. I then continued with that story, to stick to that story, which was a hugely regrettable mistake. This woman was unwittingly dragged into this and bears absolutely no responsibility. I am so sorry to have disrupted her life in this way. To be clear, the picture was of me, and I sent it.
Can you say J-E-R-K, jerk? That's Congressman Anthony Weiner confessing at a press conference that he'd been lying about the lewd picture posted to his Twitter account, adding he takes full responsibility for what he's done, whatever that means. I always love it when people say, I take full responsibility. What does that mean? He has no intention of resigning from Congress. Okay, that's fine. He can become a punching bag for all of the late-night talk shows, the jokesters, et cetera, et cetera. Deserves every bit. The old, the mighty can fall routine. This guy is and has been for years an arrogant jerk. And so it comes back around. What's the old expression? What goes around comes around. Not that he shouldn't be. You know, everybody deserves a second chance or the benefit of the doubt, whatever it is. But this guy has been so powerfully, arrogantly negative about what goes on with the quote-unquote other side. It just, you know what? The best medicine here would be to listen to Bill O'Reilly's take on the apology and whether the story is important.
The interest in the Weiner tweet situation comes because a sitting congressman has a responsibility, of course, to the people he represents and to his country. And if you embarrass those people and your country, you must be held to account. Also, Mr. Weiner has been an outspoken attack guy, criticizing Republicans and conservatives who oppose his liberal point of view. Now, last week, as you'll remember, the congressman lied about his internet activities. Today, he was forced to confess. Now, Congressman Weiner says he will not resign, even though Congressman Chris Lee, also from New York, did quit for a similar escapade earlier this year. The question, is the story important? Well, yes and no. In the big giant scheme of things, the economy, Afghanistan, stuff like that, not so much. But it erodes, another example of a story that erodes the confidence in the federal government. And a lot of people got hurt because Weiner tried to get away with it. Now, Congressman Weiner will have to answer to the voters. He will. But should he be sitting there? And remember that other politicians, including President Clinton, have survived worse.
All right. Yeah, that's the way of looking at it. Thank you, Bill. I always like his take on things. How about you? 800-510-8255. Stay or go, that may be the discussion. Those of you who live in New York State, probably no one in his district is listening. I don't think there are any radio stations carrying the countdown that are in that area. But it's still great fodder for conversation, mostly because he's been as outstandingly rude and crude toward the other side. Not that they don't deserve it some of the time, but it's just he's sitting up there on the high of the mountain. And Rachel Maddow looks bad on this, too. I like her personally. I don't care a lot for her points of view, but I like her. And she doesn't come across well in this event either because she's probably used him, had him on more than anybody else on her program. All right, moving along here. How credible is he? From CNN, Piers Morgan and Wolf Blitzer discuss the credibility issue.
Watching that clip of you and him, he was so credible.
Oh, yeah.
Really, you know, he was looking.
I got to tell you, when I left that, I was on his Capitol Hill office in the House of Representatives, and I remember rushing back to our CNN studios in Washington, and I'm saying to myself, you know what, it sounds to me like it may have been his picture, but it was out there, but somebody else hacked it, and somebody else sent it out to embarrass him. I sort of believed, you know, that line, especially when some technology experts were telling me, well, there are certain Twitter, you know, we pick opportunities where it's not that difficult to get somebody else to look like you're, somebody else is sending a picture that really you're sending.
In all your time, Wolf, at CNN, have you ever had anyone in political life, a reasonably high office, look you in the eye and lie like Anthony Weiner did?
Well, I was in the Roosevelt room when Bill Clinton was accused of the Monica Lewinsky. I was the network television pool correspondent when he looked me, and I was standing right there, and he had that famous line, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky." He was looking right at me when he said that. Now, technically, as he later testified before, you know, the investigation, the phrase "sexual relations" had a specific meaning in his mind, as opposed to the kind of sex he and Monica Lewinsky were engaged in. So technically may not have been a lie, because as a Southerner, sexual relations meant certain things to him that it didn't mean. But it sort of, you know, it reminded me of all of those sort of days. Now, remember, Bill Clinton, he came through, and his reputation is very high right now.
And he gets higher all the time.
You know,
maybe I asked you the wrong question, Wolf. Is it the other way around? Is it when these politicians look you in the eye, Wolf Blitzer, in these times of personal crisis, should we believe the complete opposite? Are you the barometer for them lying?
In all my years, almost always, you know, there are plenty of liars out there, but they tell the truth. And if they don't blatantly lie as you know, as Anthony Weiner did, you know, so specifically he knew it was a lie, and he just spoke out the way he did because he says he was embarrassed and he was.
He apologized to a few people from the podium. Has he apologized to you yet?
Well, he apologized to everybody. He didn't apologize to me directly, specifically. He didn't call me up or anything like that. And he doesn't have to, you know. I think to our viewers, though, because, you know, a lot of people were watching here in the United States and around the world, you know, and he went on television. He should have just, you know, kept his mouth shut and not said anything rather than blatantly going out there and lying. But he was arrogant and he thought he could get away with it, as he himself now acknowledges. And he made a huge, huge mistake.
All right, so this is Wolf Blitzer talking with Piers Morgan, and he did make a huge, he being Weiner, make a huge, huge mistake. Much ado about nothing or not, your calls at 800-510-8255 as we continue with this focus on the countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for the mature eye care professional.
He says, I'm not quitting. It doesn't add up.
No, it doesn't add up.
How do you admit the worst embarrassment and the biggest lie of your career and say, oh, yeah, I'm just moving on now?
Yeah, well, I think that's what he hopes, but I don't think that's what he's going to see. Somebody pointed out that the New York media is about as ruthless as it gets, and he actually probably opened up a line of investigation on about 15 or 20 new things.
List them.
That, well,
six women.
Each one of these six women. His wife, who supposedly was aware of this and
she's not
allegedly
talking yet.
Forgave him, and she wasn't talking and she wasn't there. He wouldn't say where she was. I mean, all the things. I don't know why he answered 40 minutes worth of questions. It would have been better for him politically, and I think it's a disaster for him politically.
Let's tell. Why didn't he tell the truth today after all these weeks of lying?
Well, because he had to. I mean,
he had to because the pictures were out.
So he doesn't get
so
really
he gets
any
no credit
for doing what he did because he had to do it. It was coming out anyway. And he opens up all these new lines of inquiry. And I think in 2 weeks, if Anthony Weiner's still in Congress, I'll be surprised.
Here he is talking about his wife. Let's listen.
My primary apologies, I've said several times, is to my wife, Huma. But she made it very clear that she thought what I did was very dumb, and she was not happy about it. But she also, and she's very disappointed, and she also told me that she loved me and wanted us to pull through this.
You know, politics is brutal.
Sure.
And as much as I think this guy's dead wrong, I feel for him because nobody's perfect. And this guy's showing his imperfections on national television with 30 barracuda in the room right there, including Breitbart, right?
Yeah.
The guy who broke this story. Your thoughts. Is he done?
Well, you know, Eric Cantor was right last week when he said he felt for the wife, and I think we all feel for his wife right now. And, Democrats, I think back to Jerry Studs.
Yeah, but he says his wife knew. He laid it out on her.
Well, which is a terrible, terrible mistake.
Well, maybe she's partly responsible if she knew about it.
She's not responsible. Come on, this is ridiculous. The fact of the matter is that he made tremendous errors, but the fact is that Democrats in these types of things tend to stay in office. I mean, Studs, Frank, Clinton, they don't resign. And I think he's wrong.
Bitter.
Well, listen, I'm talking. Yeah.
Let me clarify. There's a way.
You can
why did
office.
He say? Let's not blame her at all. But let's ask the question. Why did he say he told her about this?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you why. Because he actually thinks, you know, he's a guy who's very good with the media, usually, not the last 10 days. And he's somebody who's been able to explain his way through, around, and out of almost any problem or challenge that he's ever had.
So he says, my wife and I sat around and talked about the fact that I'd send embarrassing pictures of myself out. And I'm doing that right up to our wedding day, and then I'm going to stop.
Right.
What kind of conversation is that?
It's a very painful one.
It's a painful conversation that spouses have sometimes. You know, this is actually a very personal tragedy, and you got to feel for the wife.
He was doing this before he was married.
And I know I'm here as a Democrat, and I apologize for not being like straight down the party line here.
There is no party line tonight.
Thank you. You know, the notion that this is a personal tragedy is only half true, because it's not a personal tragedy when it's a member of Congress who sends these out and is begging to get caught, and who then argues with the media over the next 10 days after he's caught and says that it wasn't him, he was hacked, and blames everybody in the world but himself, and then comes clean. If it were a personal, private tragedy, he would have quietly resigned.
All right, so that's Chris Matthews talking to Democratic strategist Steve McMahon, Republican strategist John Feary, about the apology given by Congressman Anthony Weiner, who is the focus politician, generally speaking, in hot water. Your calls, 800-510-8255. We have a little time for John Edwards, I think, later on. Be a good focus. 21 after now on the countdown.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Extend your life with
my name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
No fees here. This is free radio. It's Doug Steffen on the countdown. We're discussing the Anthony Weiner case. And here's David listening to us in Rockport, Texas. David, you're on the countdown. So please go ahead.
Yeah, my remark was that I think that this is endemic of what's wrong with America, both from the politician side and the people side. Number one, the politicians think they can get away with lying to us.
Yes.
And they can because we've come to accept it.
Uh-huh.
We don't find it to be abhorrent behavior. We just say, well, that's just what they do.
We laugh about it. We use them as punchlines for jokes. They become jokes. Therefore, the system becomes a joke. Yeah, that's well put, sir. Thank you. Let's move on to a conversation. Talk host Jamie West, Vic Watson and Larry Gatos talking about this apology and how why isn't he resigning?
Were you surprised?
You know what, Jamie? I guess, you know what? I'm an idiot. I was actually surprised. I was surprised that he... Well, here's the deal.
I wasn't surprised he lied. I was more surprised that he actually admitted it.
Yeah, that's what we're surprised
about. Representative Anthony Weiner, the Democrat from New York, he said that he not only took the picture... Well, I don't exactly know how to say it, but I know that Anderson Cooper does. So, you know, I'll just let him
let the professionals do it. Let
the crotch shot in boxers.
The people who know about that stuff, let them talk.
Yeah, like Anderson Cooper.
A crotch shot in boxers.
So basically, what do you mean Anderson Cooper knows it?
Well, he reports on the news.
Well, he does. Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Basically, this
a crotch shot in boxers.
Representative Weiner took the shot and he tweeted it. So, Jamie, you said, were you surprised? You know what? I gave him the benefit of the doubt that his Twitter account was hacked and that somebody else sent it. But now we know that not only did he lie about not sending it, because he did, not only did he lie about, well, I'm not sure if that crotch shot is me. He also says, and we'll get into this in a second, this doesn't count as cheating, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, I just think, you know, actually, it's after he goes not... after the media calling, you know, people
right.
names personally, and
right.
I just think it's wrong.
He can't control anything. He went on this media blitz. Oh. He couldn't control them. He finally comes out. Has it been a week? Has it been less than a week?
Yeah, it's been a week.
A week later, he finally says... Oh, I screwed up.
Yep.
I'd like to make it clear that I have made terrible mistakes that have hurt the people I care about the most, and I'm deeply sorry.
All right.
Well, if it's not cheating, how did he hurt his wife?
Well,
because now everybody knows.
Well, this is where it goes into about his wife.
For the most part, these communications took place before my marriage.
For the most part.
For the most part.
For the most part.
You know, I mean, what is that
except
really?
For the ones last week and today.
For the most part, these relations, these communities.
See, isn't it, for the most part, these relationships. And then he stopped short. You hear that?
For the most part, these relations, these communications.
Oh, yeah. Man, he is slick.
For the most part, these relations, these communications took place before my marriage, though some have sadly took place after. To be clear, I have never met any of these women or had physical relationships at any time.
But this is, I mean, again, we go back to the point that if he had just come out, and Jamie, you said it very well last week. What did you say last week about if he had just said this, it would have been more forgivable.
Do you remember what you said?
Do you remember what you said? Because you said it you said it very well. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you basically said, you know, okay, I've done some things that may not have been the best at the time.
I took the picture,
judgment,
and it was a bad move.
Right. If he had just come out and said, you know what, man, I can't believe.
I was really stupid
at
me.
Yeah, I was really stupid, and I shouldn't be doing this. Well, now you've got Nancy Pelosi calling for an ethics investigation.
Right, right.
And what have we learned from Michael Vick and Martha Stewart? It's not the crime. It's the cover-up.
Yeah.
This guy is going to get
how can
booted.
He be trusted after he was cussing out people for asking him questions about it, you
right.
know, and emphatically denying this and saying, you people are idiots, let me get back to work,
well,
you know,
here's
and
what you were
on
talking
and on
about.
And on. And then, so how are we supposed to trust him?
Yeah. Why do we need to? Not representing me. But any of them, again, it's a... There's a, I don't know if it's cancer, but there certainly is something wrong in Leadville. 800-510-8255 at 28 after the hour.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Summertime plans may include a 21-hour flight to the land down under, a drive from Boston to Grandma's house in Phoenix, a 10-hour train ride through the Grand Canyon, or a cross-country bus trip to Orlando. Itinerary aside, extended travel in a plane, car, train, or bus can increase the risk of developing blood clots. According to the Society for Vascular Surgery, standing and stretching the legs every 2 to 4 hours is advised for travelers at risk for deep vein thrombosis, or DVT. With extended travel, a blood clot can potentially form in the veins of the leg. If the clot breaks loose and travels to the lungs, it causes a pulmonary embolism. Each year, 300,000 to 600,000 Americans die of a blood clot in the lungs, according to 2011 Centers for Disease Control and Prevention statistics. Since half of DVT patients never experience warning signs, early detection is important. Anticoagulant medication can help treat DVT. Visit the Society for Vascular Surgery website, vascularweb.org, for more information.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through June 4th, save on all Goodyear tires, plus get up to $80 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the internet at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we're focused on disgraced politicians, a couple of them in the main at the moment. The biggest controversy seems to be about Anthony Weiner, the New York congressman. So we continue with that for a few more minutes, taking a few more calls as time allows, including this one from Michael, who's in Norfolk, Virginia. Michael, please join us now on the countdown. Hi.
Thank you, Doug. Yes, Congressman Weiner has sent a message to our fighting men in the field. His message is very simple. He and this Congress are too busy playing around, fooling around, playing games to really care about them, to really balance this budget, to really think about winning this war, bringing them home, and saving this republic. And if he doesn't resign, and they don't put severe public pressure on him to resign, I think the whole world will put this Congress in the image of Anthony Weiner.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's interesting. Thank you for the call. 800-510-8255. Here are our hosts, Bill Carroll and Chris Lane, talking about Anthony Weiner's apology. If you're just joining us, we learned that Congressman Weiner has been lying about the lewd picture. It was on his Twitter account, and this is all a reaction to it from two more sources, in fact.
Isn't that just disgusting?
When are these guys ever going to learn?
Who can now sit in any kind of meeting and have a conversation with this guy, like a serious conversation? Either he's your congressman and you're going there for help, or you're in some committee meeting. Or did somebody ask him if he talked to Secretary of State Clinton or something? How do you meet with the president after this or the Secretary of State? Seriously, nobody can take this guy seriously in Washington ever again. And he's also kind of proven, yeah, you know, I lie. And when I lie and get caught, I lie some more. And then when I lie and get caught some more and I get caught, I refuse to resign. I take full responsibility, as long as that doesn't mean actually having to give anything up. I take full responsibility for it. And, you know, we're starting to now see some of this, the sexting sessions that went on. He asked a woman, do you give good? She responded, I've been told really good. I love doing it. At that point, he declared, wow, a Jewish girl who does that thing. This thing is ready to do damage, he said. Oh, the Jewish stereotypes ought to help his case, too, with his constituents. He's really charming, this guy. And, you know, now I kind of want to see this X-rated photo that Andrew Breitbart said he had on him earlier. But didn't it unfold exactly as I said? He was late coming out and he explained my staff didn't know the whole story until this came out this morning. I wonder what he thought he was going to say. I mean, do you think he woke up this morning with the full intention of confessing all of it? But did this blogger, Andrew Breitbart, who broke the story, threatening to show more, did that actually finally flush this guy out? You got to think, this guy's a weasel who would have just wiggled and weaved until he absolutely had no choice. I mean, he had to really be cornered before he finally gave it up. How do you explain your own behavior now? Arguing with the news media? I remember that argument. We still have that tape. Him fighting with CNN about how dare you guys push your agenda on this. And I mean, the arrogance of this guy. I think he can get away with that. Like I said at the beginning of the show, just cut to the chase. Come out and say, I did it. I apologize. Because you know that this is never going to end well. It never does. Remember what was the other guy? Christopher Lee, was that his name? The topless guy?
Right.
One topless photo, he resigned.
Right.
This guy.
Was that Craigslist that time?
Yes. Craigslist. Mm-hmm. He thinks he can get away with this, that the media is not going to hound him now and hound him and check the timestamp on every tweet, figure out where he was at that time.
Well,
and who pays for his BlackBerry? Who was he in his office with? I mean, they're just going to be all over him now.
The hunt is on.
The hunt is on. Maybe that's appropriate. 800-510-8255. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi released the following statement minutes after Representative Wiener held that news conference. Quote, I am deeply disappointed and saddened about this situation, especially for his wife and family, his staff, his constituents. I am calling for an ethics committee investigation to determine whether any official resources were used or other violation of House rules occurred. There's a way of slapping around a little bit. Here are, let's see here, hosts Lois Melkonian and Dave Logan talking to Bob Fuss of CBS, who is covering the press conference.
He just kept talking, Representative Wiener did, and we were a little surprised that he didn't stop.
Yes, and, you know, that was the problem he had last week, that he was talking too much and saying the wrong things and you know, denying things and then sort of half-denying things. And the longer he talked, the more trouble he got himself into. But, you know, this was basically a full mea culpa. I mean, admitting to things that he hadn't even yet been accused of in terms of maintaining these sort of online sex chats with a large number of women who he didn't know and just met online, sending a number of different pictures, doing it over a number of years, you know, saying that he was sorry, that he was ashamed, that there was no excuse for what he did. It was very emotional at times, but as you mentioned, he said that he's not going to resign from Congress.
He said that he chatted with Leader Pelosi before heading out over there. Is there danger for his job at this point that we can see?
Well, you know, I mean, there certainly could be danger in terms of his reelection next year, and that's up to the people of New York. But, you know, no one can force a congressman to leave and to resign. And when he did speak, you know, with Leader Pelosi, she told him that she was very disappointed, and I'm sure used stronger language than that, but did not try to force him out. She issued a statement saying she was very disappointed and upset by all of this, and she's asking the House Ethics Committee to look into it and to see whether any House rules were broken. He actually indicated that he did not use any government computers for this kind of activity, so I'm not clear how. It's not certain what the Ethics Committee, you know, would do about this. But there have been cases in the past, too, in fact, recently from representatives from New York, you know, where this kind of behavior resulted in a quick resignation. But there have been others who have had, you know, these kinds of sex scandals and have stayed on. Senator Vitter from Louisiana was caught dealing with a prostitution ring in D.C. in 2007 with the famous D.C. madam. He basically just kind of said, you know, this is nobody's business, and he's since been reelected.
Isn't it amazing? Anyway, this situation seems to be expanding a little bit. You've heard references to Andrew Breitbart. Apparently he released some more photos appear to depict Wiener posing shirtless. Breitbart claims the photos were posted on his website, by the way, biggovernment.com, sent by the congressman to an unidentified young woman. He had two other photos, one of them sitting next to two cats that came with the subject line. I'm not going to read it. Anyway, you get the idea. 800-510-8255. These guys, unbelievable. Here is now a movement into a different direction. You've all probably heard the story of John Edwards being indicted and the discussion that's following that. As a matter of fact, here's an example of that from talk host John McDonald speaking with ABC's David Curley about the indictment that came down against John Edwards.
Not a nice time for former presidential candidate John Edwards.
No, the indictment finally came down, 6 counts against him. Prosecutors think they've got a case to prove that he used money, campaign money, to cover up an affair and the birth of a child. Edwards came out and said he doesn't think he did anything wrong, and his attorney is even more adamant that nobody's ever been charged this way and that they'll beat the case for the prosecution. But the prosecutors, you know, they're pretty confident, but we have never seen a case quite like this one, John.
He says these were not campaign contributions. These were just, what, loans from a friend?
Well, not even loans. It was just friends that were taking care of business, and the money never came into the campaign. But in the indictment, the prosecutors say that Edwards hid it, this fact, from the John Edwards for President campaign and committee, which I thought was an amazing line. You know, he hid it from himself, basically.
His left hand hid it from his right hand.
Yeah, right.
Sort of.
But I got to tell you, I mean, there are some legal analysts out there who question whether or not the prosecutors can prove this case. Editorially, today the Washington Post did the same thing, wondering whether, you know, they've got a solid case or not. Edwards was offered a deal, and I think what we heard was that it would have required him to plead guilty to a felony, which he wasn't going to do. He knew what the prosecutors were going to charge. He's a lawyer himself, very successful one.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, just as confident as the prosecutors are, I think Edwards is confident that he's going to be able to beat these charges.
His defense attorney, Greg Craig, is a name from the past. Give us a little about his background.
Well, you know, he worked for Bill Clinton, and his name isn't from that far in the past. He worked the Obama campaign and was Obama's first White House counsel. And he left. There were some disagreements in the White House, and he left, and he's out in private practice. So high-powered, high-profile. He came out yesterday, and he's the one who said, you know, no one's ever been charged like this, and, you know, we're going to beat this.
The one and we're talking about $1 million in contributions or actually.
No, it was more than that actually, and the numbers it was I think it got pretty close to almost two, and the numbers were pretty striking. I mean, in you know, $50,000 for this, $180,000 for this.
Expensive mistress.
They spent a lot of money, according to the prosecutors, to hide her private jets, rental properties in Santa Barbara, California. I mean, there was a lot of money being spent over that period of time.
All right, so there's a little more background into the circumstances. John Edwards' career, as far as that's concerned, was over anyway a long time ago. Whether or not Wiener's political future has any brightness to it, he was reportedly planning on running for mayor of New York. That seems like kind of a fetch at the moment. 7 terms in Congress. Would you vote for the guy? I sure said, well, I wouldn't have voted for him before, so there's no stretch there. John Edwards, the debate is whether or not he ought to go to jail. There are a lot of stories, posts on the Washington Post, interesting things here. There are people who think he's pawn scum, but he ought not to go to jail. All right, so there are a lot of politicians that fit into that bucket. 800-510-8255, as we continue next with a focus on the political candidates.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800
1-800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Spring has sprung, and so has allergy season. But the 35 million Americans who suffer from allergies don't need to hide inside this spring and summer. Get your allergies under control by monitoring daily pollen counts and keep windows and doors closed each morning before noon when pollen counts are highest. To help clear nasal congestion, consider naturally derived saline moisturizers like Simply Saline Nasal Mist, which not only moisturize, but can clear out dust, dirt, and pollen from nasal and sinus passages. Made from only purified water and salt, Simply Saline is safe for everyone in the family, including pregnant women. There's even a baby Simply Saline Nasal Mist that is specially designed for an infant's delicate nasal tissue, and baby moisturizing nasal swabs. And while your children are enjoying the sunny outdoors, keep Simply Saline Wound Wash on hand to remove dirt and debris from any scrapes and cuts that might occur. It's sting-free, and a wound wash, first aid, antiseptic is also available. For more tips on how to care for your allergies, visit www.simplysaline.com.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
All right. Let's move along here. Doug Steffen on the countdown with a focus on the GOP presidential candidates. Here, radio host Helen Glover speaks with Kurt Bardella. He's from the Daily Caller, and they look together at the field that exists now of Republican candidates.
I was really interested in your column, playing to win or playing to beat the other guy. And you use some basketball analogies in here, so explain this to me.
Well, I think the classic dilemma that every electoral cycle that we face and the Democrats experience this in 2004 is, are we trying to put the best candidate forward that we are excited about, that we believe in, or are we trying to put forward the best candidate who we think on paper has the best chance of defeating, in this case, President Obama? And it is a classic conundrum that oftentimes when you go to the who fits best on paper that should win this election, it doesn't turn out the way that we hope it does. And that's what the Democrats experienced before. They had a field that was not exciting any one particular Democrat or the base at all. You had Howard Dean, who had a very quick rise to stardom and then blew himself up, essentially. You had Dick Gephardt, the voice of experience, who had been a major Democratic leader in the Congress for many, many years, much kind of like Newt Gingrich. His campaign never got off the ground. You had, of course, the eventual nominee, John Kerry, who had a lot of foreign policy experience in the Congress. That was supposed to be his forte. That election was supposed to be about foreign policy.
Right,
the
right.
Wars in Iraq and Afghanistan going on. He was supposed to be able to beat President Bush based on his foreign policy savvy. It, on paper, made sense. We saw how that turned out in the election, though. Not the way that Democrats had envisioned. It seems that we're experiencing some of that right now, especially when you consider that the majority of the attention that's going to people in the Republican field are people who aren't actually necessarily running right now, and Sarah Palin and Rick Perry and Chris Christie and even Rudy Giuliani.
All right, a little more on this coming up here on the countdown, 51 after the hour.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And our focus here are the lists of presidential candidates from the Republican side getting larger some days, smaller other days. Is it over for Mitt Romney? Here host Barry Young and Michelle Larson talk about the global warming comments Romney made over the weekend.
Mitt Romney, Republican candidate for the United States presidency, announced that he believes that humans are responsible for global warming. Now, why the hell do I want to vote for Mitt Romney now? I mean, this should be an end to the campaign. This should be the death knell of the campaign. Not that he's a Mormon. I don't care if he's a Mormon. I happen to think that the LDS people are pretty darn good people around here. They do a lot of living and the dying and the tax paying and obeying the laws, except every once in a while when they don't. It makes big news when they run around and lie and molest little children, but that's one in a million. One in a trillion. Just doesn't happen. They're good people. Mitt Romney said, I believe the world is getting warmer, and I believe that humans have contributed that. He said that to a crowd of about 200 people at a town hall meeting in Manchester, New Hampshire. He said it's important for us to reduce our emissions of pollutants and greenhouse gases that may be significant contributors. Whereupon he finished the speech and got in his Gulfstream and flew off. I would like to issue a challenge. The blogger named Doug Powers, who's an excellent blog, and he's issued this challenge, and I'd like to echo this. All you candidates who believe that man-made global warming is a dire problem, here's a challenge. Take the pledge and stay off the damn private jets for the 2012 campaign. Set the pace. Lead the way. Lead from the front for a while. Stop leading from the rear. Lead from the front. Take commercial flights. Get on eco-friendly ground transport. Take the Phoenix light rail. Wherever you can go. Take the Amtrak.
How about a cavalcade, if you will, of Priuses?
Right.
When you show up in a place like Phoenix to go to your event.
Well, how about a line of pogo sticks?
Skateboards?
Here they come. Here they are. Here he's arriving now. Yes, indeed. That'd be great. Greenhouse gas emissions coming from these jets and all that. I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is, what then differentiates Mitt Romney from from any of these other nitwits on the liberal left. I mean, would Mitt like to come down here to Arizona where he's got a lot of Mormon brothers and sisters? And maybe Mitt would like to pontificate to the people over there in eastern Arizona how the global warming caused the fire. And where the hell is everybody in beating the crap out of Mitt Romney for becoming a global warming proselytizer?
Oh, he gave a speech that said, I'm running for president. He gave a speech on global warming. He can't get arrested right now. No one paid attention.
Well, nobody pays attention because nobody cares. I told you that a long time ago. All right. Here's a talk radio interview Linda Feldman had from the Christian Science Monitor. And the focus is Rick Santorum and the old-fashioned way he kicked off his campaign.
What struck me about Rick Santorum's announcement was that he did it in a real place with real people standing there. We've had so many candidates announcing via YouTube and via Twitter that, you know, they pitch that as being modern and you know, tech-savvy. But at the same time, it's very cold. Even if it's a really juicy and hot YouTube video, it's still, you know, there's no people there. Let's see if there's anybody who actually is willing to stand behind this candidate. He also went to Pennsylvania, which is, of course, his home state, and was honoring the memory of his grandfather, who was a miner there in Somerset. So it was really kind of an old-fashioned rollout. And I think even if Rick Santorum is still very much a long shot, I think you have to admire him for doing a real rollout. He really is going to double down as a social conservative. A lot of the, you know, talk of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, he seems to be pushing all the buttons there. I'm not sure that, given the circumstance of the economy, that he's really what the American public is demanding. But certainly, apparently, he sort of sees himself as following the Huckabee model. If you watched the that first Republican debate in early May, he doesn't exactly exude warmth. And, you know, happy warrior is important. And people want to elect somebody who they want to have in their living room for the next 4 years. And Rick Santorum, I think, needs to work on the warmth aspect. I mean, yes, he has some good stories to tell. He has a big family. He's got the pro-life story to tell about the baby that had problems that his wife had. But I think just in terms of really capturing the mainstream, I mean, the religious conservative vote is going to be splintered in a number of directions, especially if Sarah Palin doesn't get in.
All right, that's it for the countdown this hour. Doug